book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and the verse that I will be speaking from this evening is verse 2. And I'm going to go back and read verse 1 along with verse 2. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. I want to go back to something that Brother Cozart mentioned a moment ago. John in chapter 1 and in verse 11, the Bible says that he came to his own and his own received him not. I agree with what Brother Cozart said. I agree 100% with what he said about verse 1. There is no understanding or knowing the things of God without a revelation from God. Why is it that the people of Israel, why is it that his own received him not? Well, we know basically and primarily it was because the arm of the Lord was not revealed unto them. But there are reasons beyond that. Now, I think it would be an error for us to overlook them. I believe that I find in verse 2 some reasons that the people of Israel, and that's the ones I'll be dealing with when he came to his own, why is it that they rejected the Messiah? And what a paradox that may seem to be that Israel would reject their Messiah. The one that had been promised and prophesied over and over again. And I think a part of that reason is, as Brother Cozart stated, that when he did come, he simply was not what they expected. He was not what they were looking for. Notice in verse 2, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Again, a paradox. The one who is designated in the Scripture as the desire of all nations, when he did come into this world, they saw no beauty in him that they should desire him. They saw no beauty that they should desire him. They were looking for a deliverer, but not the kind of deliverer that he was. They were looking for someone to come and establish the kingdom again in Israel that would deliver them from Roman oppression. When Jesus came into this world, Israel, instead of ruling, was being ruled. And they were looking for someone to come and deliver them from that rule. And the fact of the matter is that he did not come in that manner. And since he did not come in the way that they expected, since he did not come to do what they expected, they did not believe he was the anointed of God. They did not believe that he was the promised Messiah, the deliverer. He did not come with an outward show. He did not come in the pomp and circumstance of a king or a monarch. He did not come with a great military army. He came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. That was not what the people were expecting.
Our text says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Notice first of all in this verse, if you would, it says he shall grow up. He shall grow up. The first Adam, as far as I can understand, the first Adam came into this world as a mature man. The last Adam came as that little baby that was dependent upon his mother's breast. That was not what they were expecting. It says that he shall grow up. He shall grow up. You're familiar. I'm going to turn there in Luke chapter 2. In Luke in chapter 2, it speaks about Jesus Christ here. But consider the phrase again that he shall grow up. He came into this world by a miraculous conception, but he came by a natural birth. There's a distinction there. Conceived of the Holy Spirit of God, the power of the highest did overshadow a virgin and caused a virgin womb to conceive, a miraculous conception. But the birth was natural. And that baby that was born was dependent upon that mother. And he did grow. He grew physically. He grew, as it says in the book of Luke, in chapter 2 and in verse 52, he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He did grow up, seemingly unnoticed by others, as he just grew up. We don't know anything really about his early life, just a little glimpse here and there. We know of one account at age 12, but we know that he did grow physically. And it says here in Luke, whether we can understand it or explain it or not, it still says it, that Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, and that must be dealing with his humanity. And he grew up. The Messiah came into this world and grew up. But look back in our text in Isaiah 53 and in verse 2. And notice it says, he shall grow up before him. He shall grow up before him. Jesus grew up before his Father. Jesus grew up before God the Father. It was God the Father that did oversee the conception. It was God the Father that did oversee his birth. And it was God the Father that watched over him as he did grow up. In the book of Psalms and in chapter 22, this is a messianic psalm, as you know. It gives a very vivid description of the crucifixion of Christ. But I want you to notice something else here that maybe we overlook sometime in Psalms in chapter 22. In verse 9 and in verse 10, but thou art he that took me out of the womb and didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Now again, this is a messianic psalm. It's about the Messiah. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice in verse 9, if you would, thou art he that took me out of the womb. And then it says this, thou didst make me hope. If you do a word study there, you'll find that those words mean that God, you're the one that kept me safe. You're the one that kept me safe. That's a great revelation there. Isaiah said that he shall grow up before him. I want us to understand that God the Father is the one that kept that little baby safe. God the Father is the one that kept that young infant safe, that young man safe. All the way through, it was God that kept him safe. And that's what these words here in verse 9 are telling us. Understand about the birth. It was common in Israel at this time when a woman was going to give birth to a child that the female members of the family would gather in and assist her in the birth. It was very common in Israel for a midwife to be present when a child was born. But understand, Mary was away from home. She was not around her family. She did not have those female relatives to come in and assist her. She did not have a midwife, but God the Father was overseeing all of that. That's what Psalms is telling us here, that God was keeping him safe in that birth. And then you know that immediately after his birth, his life was threatened by Herod, when Herod was going to kill the one that came as king of the Jews. He was going to slaughter all of the male infants. But I want you to know, God kept him safe. And he kept him safe by sending Mary and Joseph and Jesus down into Egypt until Herod died. And I mention this at home a lot because I see the providence of God and the hand of God in keeping that little baby safe. You remember that Mary and Joseph were so poor, they could not offer a lamb. They offered turtle doves, the offering of the very poorest. How in the world are they going to make a journey down to Egypt and live for all of this time? And lo and behold, God sends three men, we call them wise men, from the east, bringing gold, myrrh, and frankincense to finance the trip down to Egypt. You think God wasn't keeping him safe? Our text says that he shall grow up before him. He shall grow up before God the Father. And God the Father would watch over him and take care of him and preserve him. In Isaiah 53 and in verse 2 it says, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. A tender plant. Janice has a lot of plants, a lot of flowers, bushes. What men call them, bushes. But some of them she will say, this is a hardy plant. This is a tender plant. And there's a difference in a hardy plant and a tender plant. And the Bible tells us that Jesus shall grow up as a tender plant, harmless as a dove. Paul even said that he was crucified in weakness. A tender plant. This wording here in verse 2 of Isaiah, a tender plant, again, if you'll do a little word study there, you'll find that those words actually mean a sucker or a little sapling. Now understand about suckers. If you grow tomatoes, you know what a sucker is. It's just a little twig that's attached to the stem. Have you ever cut down a tree? And we had a little tree in our front yard cut down not long ago, and cut it down about that high off the ground. Next thing you know, a little twig came up out of that stump. That's what he's talking about. Just a little sapling, a little sucker. A little twig. That's the meaning here in verse 2 of this tender plant. Jesus Christ came into this world as a tender plant. Isaiah is prophesying that when the Messiah comes, that He's going to come as just a little twig from a cut off tree. There'll be a stump left. And from that stump, this little twig's going to start growing. That is a great word picture there of when Jesus came into this world. You're familiar with the history of Israel, surely in part, and you know that the glory had departed from Israel. I mean, Ichabod had been written across the door. When Jesus did grow up, did he tell them that your house is left unto you desolate? The glory had departed. All that was left was just a stump. But from that, a little sprout came out. Again, that was not what Israel was expecting. This little sprout, seemingly just insignificant and of no importance, but from that tree that had been trodden down, a little twig began to grow. That's what Isaiah is telling us about here. Isaiah said that he shall grow up before him as this tender plant, as this little sucker, or this little twig, this little sprout, and he's going to come as a root out of dry ground. A root out of dry ground. Now again, if you look at verse 2, you'll find out that he did not come the way Israel expected. The house of David had been cut down. Israel had no king upon the throne. They were being ruled. As I said, the glory had departed from Israel. But in the fullness of time, a plant began to grow as a root out of a dry ground. When Jesus came into this world, Israel, spiritually, was a barren place. A barren place. When Jesus did come, on every occasion, He condemned their religion. He would go into their own synagogues and condemn them. They were a people that had exalted tradition above truth. Much like our generation. And it was a barren wasteland that Jesus came into. Morally, it was corrupt. Spiritually, barren. And Jesus came as a root out of a dry ground. Now, consider that, a root out of a dry ground. Plants derive their nourishment from the soil. The roots will go down into the soil and they'll get moisture and they'll get food from that soil. Let me tell you, Jesus derived nothing from this earth. He derived nothing from this wasteland that He came into. He came into this world as a root out of a dry ground. Nothing was added unto Him. He derived nothing from being in the lineage of David. He derived nothing for there, for that monarchy had been overthrown. A Hebrew, did that help him any? Not a bit. He derived nothing from his nationality because the Hebrews were a hated, oppressed, and a despised people. He derived nothing from his followers. They did not sustain him. He sustained them. We need to always keep that in mind today in our generation. He's the vine. We're the branches. He sustains us. He sustains us. I want you to notice that he came into a world of sin and depravity, and he gained nothing. And he was supported by nothing that is of this world. Just a root with no nourishment. A root out of a dry ground. He grew up in Nazareth, the worst of the worst places to grow up. The common saying in his day was, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" I mean, if you want to get to the slum area of Judea and Israel, you look at Nazareth. That's where nothing good ever came out of there. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Why? He did not come as they were expecting. He did not come as one in pomp and in glory and in might. He came as a little tender plant. And as a root out of a dry ground. And notice in our text it says in verse 2, "He hath no form nor comeliness." That word comely, I guess, has sort of changed meanings over the years. Here it means that there was nothing in outward beauty that attracted people to Jesus. He was not an attraction because of any beauty that they saw in him. Keep in mind that here he is being spoken of as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. Many times we are attracted to plants because of the foliage, or the leaves, or the blossom, or the fruit, but not so with Jesus. With him there was no beauty. No beauty that we should desire him. There was nothing there that would attract people. Again, keep in mind what Brother Cozart said. It takes the revelation of the Lord. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It's not anything outward, not even in the person of Jesus Christ. It's never anything outward that changes the lives of people. It's inward. It's inward. And when he came into this world, there was no beauty that we should desire him. When I think about this, I get a picture in my mind of Israel as one time it was a great flourishing tree. Its strength, its power, its kingdom reached out. The hand of God was upon it. And what a great and mighty nation Israel was back in its glory. But the tree had been cut down. And years passed. Generations passed. The seed of the woman had been promised for years. The seed of Abraham. It had been prophesied over and over again. He's coming. He's coming. And they were looking for his coming, but they were not looking in the right place. They did not believe the report of Isaiah. They were looking for a different kind of individual to come. And when he did come, just a little sprout, but he began to grow. God oversaw the growth. God kept him safe. Again, as Brother Cozart mentioned a moment ago, nobody is going to believe this unless God reveals it to them, that this little root out of dry ground is the Son of God. That there would one day be a voice that would come from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Who would have ever thought that little offshoot, that little sprout, that tender plant was the King of Glory? When I look at this again, now I keep it associated with verse 1. As I began saying that he came to his own and his own received him not. You remember at the end of his life, they said, give us Barabbas and just crucify him. Cut that plant off too. Kill that little tender plant. Let me close by reading you this in the book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter, and in chapter 2, and in verse 7, the Bible says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. To you therefore which believe, there is nothing in heaven, nothing in earth any more precious to you than this little tender plant. Even though he's just a root out of dry ground, that's your Savior. That's your Redeemer. And he is the very height of preciousness to me. Brother Justice.